Hey there, awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, your guide to building that unshakable inner fortress, one stoic principle at a time. You know, life throws curveballs. Big ones, sometimes. And it's easy to get swept up in a whirlwind of emotions, anger, fear, sadness, you name it. It can feel like we're constantly battling these feelings instead of learning to navigate them. But what if I told you there's a way to embrace your emotions without letting them control you? It's not about suppressing or ignoring your feelings, which, let's be honest, never really works. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and then choosing how you respond to them. Think of it like this. Emotions are like the weather, they come and go, but we don't have to let them dictate what we do. Today, we're diving deep into the stoic art of embracing your emotions without falling into distress. This isn't just some airy-fairy philosophy, it's a practical toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. Ready to level up your emotional intelligence? Let's do this. First things first, remember that all emotions are valid. You feel what you feel, and there's no shame in that. But here's the key, we don't have to react emotionally every time something triggers us. That's where stoicism comes in. It teaches us to pause, reflect, and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your emotions before they hijack your actions. Secondly, understand that your thoughts influence your emotions. Ever notice how a negative thought can instantly flip your mood? It's true. Stoicism emphasizes recognizing these thought patterns and challenging them. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is it helpful? By becoming aware of our thinking, we can start to shift our perspective and choose more positive, empowering thoughts. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, traffic jams, bad weather, people's opinions, but we can control how we react to those things. Stoicism encourages us to direct our energy towards what's within our power. Our actions, our thoughts, and our choices. It's like channeling your inner Zen master, finding peace amidst the chaos. Fourthly, practice gratitude. This is a game changer, folks. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire emotional landscape. It helps you focus on the positive and cultivate a sense of contentment. Think about it. What are you grateful for today? And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Life is a roller coaster, there will be ups and downs. But stoicism teaches us to view challenges as stepping stones, chances to learn and become stronger. Embrace the lessons, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you got stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting? You might have felt anger, frustration, even panic rising within you. But what if you had taken a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings, and then shifted your focus? Maybe you could have listened to your favorite podcast, called a friend for a quick chat, or simply used the time to reflect and clear your head. By changing your perspective and choosing how you responded, you could have turned a stressful situation into an opportunity for calm and even creativity. That's the power of embracing your emotions without distress. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, what's the takeaway? Emotions are a part of life, but they don't have to control you. By practicing stoic principles, you can learn to understand your emotions, respond thoughtfully, and ultimately live a more fulfilling and balanced life. Remember, all emotions are valid. Your thoughts influence your emotions. Focus on what you can control. Practice gratitude. View setbacks as opportunities for growth. Ready to put this into action? Challenge yourself today to pause before reacting emotionally to a situation. Take a few deep breaths, identify the feeling, and then choose how you want to respond. Share your experience with me, tag #StoicMentalArmor on social media, and let's build a community of resilient individuals together. Until next time, keep those stoic principles flowing and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.